the blueberry chicks by the blueberry store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks with Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman. Excuse me. Should I drop that T off of there? Just be Tree Hartman. Good morning to you.
I've been called worse.
Well, yeah, exactly. I've been through that before. You can call me just about anything. All right. Good morning to you, Shelly Hartman.
Good morning.
And what's a beautiful voice. I just have to say that because it's so good to hear that in the morning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, or in the late afternoon when we record the show.
You know what? Nobody, there's not somebody who wouldn't like a cheerful voice.
That's right.
Yeah.
And on the phone is Rex Schultz. Rex, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob and Shelley and Treat.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes. And Rex is the man with the field report. So I guess let's take it from there. What do the fields look like today?
All right. Well, this has been a really great week, what we call a good growing season. It was really the perfect conditions throughout the week. We've had some high temperatures, you know, in the low 80s, and at nighttime, cooling things down nice. When you get those hot temperatures throughout the day and night, that can lead to some soft issues, but boy, it's just been perfect for us.
Yeah.
And the northern counties up in Ottawa and Allegan County now, they're ramped up to full production. They're a little bit behind us, you know, somewhere between 4 and 7 days. And so they're just ramping up right now, and we're going full strength. This next coming week, it looks to be real good. The beginning part of the week, the weekend looks beautiful, by the way. So people come to South Haven, grab your fresh blueberries because they are beautiful right now.
Yeah.
And next week's going to warm up into the 90s, but it's good timing for it. We had a little bit of rain this week, not much, but we'll take every drop we can get, and the quality remains good. Demand remains high, and we're picking them not quite as fast enough as people want to eat them.
Right. Well, when you get, though, that heat, like you said, next week, heat is coming, and it's kind of right at the end of the blueberry cycle. Does that just kind of speed it up to get it done a little bit quicker?
It will push them. Yes, it will. And we're getting down here in the Van Buren County. We're into the second pick of our mid-season varieties. And which would be a good timing because we're going to want to transition over into our late varieties, and that will help us along to keep our pickers busy during that time. And so if they don't have any downtime.
Yeah, one more thing I want to ask you before I turn Shelly loose on you. Because when you're talking about Holland, kind of Grand Rapids area, being 3-4 days behind us as far as where they are in their growing cycle and their picking, does that kind of work its way up north? Because that's 30, 40 miles north of us. Now, does the next 30, 40 miles north of them, is it kind of the same? Are they 4 days or so behind?
Well, it can run up to like a week or just around a week when you get to the furthest northern counties that are growing blueberries. They only grow them so far up into Ottawa County.
Okay.
And a little bit up into
Oceana.
Mason and Oceana County, but very little production comes out of there. And they're right on the border, and Oceana's right on the border.
Right.
So,
well, my Michigan's geography, so that's not going as north. Is that about as north as Cadillac, Big Rapids?
No, not even that far at all. No, not.
Where is Oceana?
A little bit north of Muskegon.
Okay.
Just a little bit north of Muskegon.
Okay. Yeah. So about 60 miles north is about where it stops from here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. All right, ladies, questions?
Well, one of the things I guess I'd tag on to Rex's report is just to say this is probably the sweetest right now. If you like really sweet blueberries, this is going to be the optimum week to get them. You know, we've been picking between raindrops, as Rex mentioned, and we still have already picked available at the U-Pick at True Blue and all the other roadside stands will still have product available if you get rained out from your picking event. But they're sweet and they're good. The size is a little bit smaller, but you're making up for that in the sweetness.
Yeah. I'm going to send a question straight over to Treat quickly on that one because we always talk food with you.
Yes.
Now, if you were, because we talked about, you know, a lot of you guys are saying that the frozen blueberries are really better sometimes, most of the time, to bake with and all that stuff. Does the sweet time right now, does that make a difference? Say, you know, now's the time. If you are going to use fresh blueberries, this is the time?
This is it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I've learned a little something from you guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
I'm glad. All right.
That's good.
Well, let's get back to Rex because we only have him for so much time.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm gonna tag on to Treat a little bit too, Rob, on that point.
Okay.
When we go into the late season varieties, I mean, if it hangs longer, it tends to be sweeter. So if you get them and they're a little bit tart, one thing about a frozen blueberry is you can always add a little bit of sugar to that pie or to that muffin or to on top of your breakfast cereal. I mean, you don't have
that's
to.
That's true.
So the older the blueberry, the sweeter the juice.
The longer on the bush, the sweeter
the bush. The longer on the bush, not the older. Okay, all right. Well, the older on the bush.
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing, right. But yeah.
Okay. Shelly, I know you've got, what is there anything that we should know that Rex hasn't talked about?
Well, I think so. I think that there's a couple of things that in the crop report that Rex covers, which is great. You know, we talk about movement. The movement's been great, not just at the consumer level for U-Picks, roadside stands, and farm markets, in the market itself, through shipping points of the distribution centers to your big stores. That's been going along great. There hasn't been any backups and overproduction or oversupply. So that's a smooth transition. But, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing in this time of year, because now people are driving by farms and they're seeing that the fruit's ready to pick, so they might want to jump out of their car and go pick some.
Right.
People do that.
Oh, yeah.
That is not advisable. Number one, you're trespassing.
Right.
Number two, there's food safety rules that we all adhere to. And number three, you don't know what the history of that patch could be.
Right.
Did they just get sprayed with some type of a crop enhancement or, you know, some type of a scheduled spray of some sort? So you really should not do that. And well, we see people doing
I almost have to say, I know someone who's done that all their life, and they just had a bunch of cancer taken out of them.
And you never got caught, Rob?
No, I won't do it. My conscience kills me, and I tried to get roped in on that, and I did it once with apples down the road, and I thought that I was going to I couldn't sleep for days. It makes me feel awful.
Yeah.
But well, those apples were damn good, by the way.
Yeah. The blueberries are good. It's just that, you know, now in modern times, it's really best that you don't just stop by the road and pick somebody's blueberries, because you don't know what's going on.
Plus, it's stealing.
It is stealing. But
and
thinking,
sometimes it's more well guarded than our southern border.
Well, you know.
Oh my goodness!
Well, it should be, right?
Well, you know, and the thing is though that if people are that hungry, there's other services out there and that, you know, we work with, like we'd mentioned, the No Kid Hungry.
I bet you if someone was that hungry and they brought all their starving kids and wanted a handful of blueberries, you would give them to
them.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And maybe ice cream.
Yeah. Well, we only got about 30 seconds left here, so if there's something for Rex to tell us, now's the time.
What is it, Rex?
It's just happy days are here right now, and we are in the peak of things, as Shelley said, there's no better time than right now for quality.
And you guys are you right on top of the hump or over the hump?
Not yet.
Not quite.
No,
not
we're
quite
right
there.
We're getting
up
there.
Almost to the hump.
Next
almost
week.
There, but
next week.
Yep.
All right.
First of next week. Yes.
All right. So getting around hump day will be the hump. So awesome. All right. Rex, thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Rex.
All right. We do need to take a break here now on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey y'all, the documentary that's been taking Southwest Michigan by storm, House of David, Life Everlasting, is coming soon to a theater near you. I always wanted to say that. Public showings have already been scheduled throughout Southwest Michigan, the Grand Rapids area, South Bend, Indiana, and it's just getting started. It's played to sold-out theaters, and folks have even been turned away. So don't you miss your chance to see this amazing piece of Michigan history. Go to HODfilm.com for the current schedule and lots more. House of David, Life Everlasting.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with a Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And that was quite informative from Rex Schultz,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And you, as we were over the break trying to figure out what we wanted to talk about, you had mentioned some kind of culinary chefs have come in from all over the world to do some teaching or to do you some or to give
observing
some enlightenment on cooking with blueberries and kind of stuff. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, please tell.
Well, it's, you know, as we've mentioned before on the show, July is National Blueberry Month. So we do a lot of things to incorporate different educational sort of, you know, invitations of people to do various things.
Right, okay.
So this was one of those events that we had, through the United States High Bush Blueberry Council, had put together an event called Behind the Blueberry Experience. And so what they did, we had chefs come from throughout the country, from different levels of, you know, preparation, from your industrial users like universities, hospitals, you know, big schools would come to see how the blueberries were, to like your family dining, sit down dining, to ingredients, like they would have a main ingredient and then they'd add ingredients to it as blueberries. And then we had some like faster food restaurants. And so what we wanted to do, and I think we did a great job of doing capturing those ideas and memories for them, is they came and they went and visited farms throughout Southwest Michigan, farms, packing facilities. They went to the Holland area. Then they came down to South Haven area. They toured True Blue, fresh and ready to be frozen facility. They went to the blueberry store. They went to the conference center in South Haven and had a breeder come in and talk about different varieties. So the idea behind it was to get them familiar with what it goes into producing a blueberry.
To get them in. I mean, who's learning here? Is it these
chefs?
So they didn't actually come down to present to other people to teach them. Okay,
we
all right.
We were teaching
I'm
them.
Starting to get it now.
Yeah,
all right.
We were working with them to help them to get a better understanding of how the product starts from growing on the bush and getting to the end user. So
how many chefs were there?
I think there were 8 to 10 chefs.
All right.
And then there were other industry people that have been involved with this experience. So it was great. We did all the tours. We did dinners. Everything was blueberry inspired. We went to a winery and toured the winery and tasted blueberry wine and cider and juice.
Can we find out what winery was it?
It was Fenn Valley.
Okay.
Yep.
I love
that
place.
It was great. Yeah.
I haven't been there a long time, but
they made blueberry slushies for us. They were really good.
And I mean, there were alcohol blueberry slushies, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it was after 5, so it was good.
Perfect.
It was adult beverage. So I think really and then we had a chef challenge where the chefs were given ingredients and then they had to make and present and get scored and they could win the contest on who had the best.
What fun that was.
Yeah, I know. Well, we were working, so we didn't get to participate to the level that we probably would have. But walked away, I think, I had dinner with them all last night, with a better understanding and appreciation. And I think at the end of the day, we have a lot of varieties of blueberries. We have a lot of different ways that we can manufacture blueberries to fit into their application. Kitchens are different now. They're set up a lot different than what they used to be. As an example, school cafeterias. Maybe not too long ago when we were all in school, they looked and served a lot different food than they do today.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know,
thank you, Michelle Obama, by the way.
Well, you know, I'm thinking more, though, on like the equipment they use.
Oh, okay.
You know, some of these things.
My mind always goes to the wrong place.
Like choppers, and, you know, they're looking at, they don't want people to be hurt. They don't want, you know, a lot of liability. So they have streamlined so many things. So we can put together and work with them to provide blueberry as an ingredient in a form that is easy for them to use so that it's not cumbrous and that it just really finishes off. So they looked at different like sandwiches, and they have, you know, of course, your smoothies and things, desserts. It was just fun, I think, for them to get out and look at a product of the blueberry and, you know, They just had a blast. They picked blueberries. And
did you get to talk blueberry recipes with them, Treat?
No, I did not.
They just kept you away from
the
whole thing?
We were working, packing. So
she was actually part of the tour. So we had two tour groups that went through True Lou, and she was one of the the group tour leaders.
Okay. All right.
That's a good title.
But it was great.
Sounds like
it
there's
was
something
fun.
Else beneath the surface there.
Fun.
It was.
It was.
The questions they asked were very interesting. I was like, wow, they really care. They really want to know.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see some of, within the next year, some of the things that we could see start coming on the menu. Because as we've talked about on this show before, blueberries aren't just for pancakes, muffin, and pies. I think Treat Nanny have done a fantastic job of being able to show the diversity between the sweetness and the savoriness of a blueberry in different applications.
And it's not hard to do. It's so easy.
Well, and the thing about it is it's not... None of it is blueberries is really the main ingredient.
Right,
blueberries are an add to give that flair
right.
a little zing, a little difference. And you know, when you start thinking about blueberries and some of the stuff like, you know, stuff that's hot and has that blueberry feel, you don't think about that.
Until,
Well, and we've talked about it before on this show where the nice thing, we call it nature's perfect fruit because to us, of course, it is.
Of course.
Yeah. But it's 100% consumable. You don't have a waste. You don't have a pit. You don't have a peel.
Right.
You don't have a core. You're eating what you're buying, and you're using all of it in your ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good thing. That's a value-added product right there.
Yeah, and most of the seeds are eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while you get one in your tooth, but blueberries aren't too bad for that.
No, not too bad at all.
Not Michigan blueberries.
Right, yeah. There's other varieties that tend to be a little bit more seedier, but, you know, depending again, that's why this was so important, this interaction with these chefs. What works for your application? What are you using them for?
Right.
How can we better get you something that works for you instead of a basic USDA grade A?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty basic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't need that. Maybe they need something better. Maybe they need something maybe not so is high quality. It's just a conversation. And I think probably as we start looking and sourcing food, and we need to get back to that communication piece in agriculture to talk to the users of our products so we can help them along the way.
Right. Okay. Sounds all good to me, but we do need to take a break here. And this is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Hey, y'all, the documentary that's been taking Southwest Michigan by storm, House of David, Life Everlasting, is coming soon to a theater near you. I always wanted to say that. Public showings have already been scheduled throughout Southwest Michigan, the Grand Rapids area, South Bend, Indiana, and it's just getting started. It's played to sold-out theaters, and folks have even been turned away. So don't you miss your chance to see this amazing piece of Michigan history. Go to HODfilm.com for the current schedule and lots more. House of David, Life Everlasting.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back at Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And as we were coming into the segment, I'm like, man, we haven't given out the 800 number yet. So we want to give that for the Blueberry Store, which is 877-654-2400. You can call them with any questions about the Blueberry Store, their products, or the U-Pick. And if they want to find their way to True Blue Farms, they can do it that way, too. And send me out to the farms, to the office out there.
So I can U-Pick.
Yeah, absolutely. So we wanted to kind of a thing we haven't talked about is we've talked about U-Picks and all that good stuff, and you can go out there and get your blueberries. But what we haven't talked about is once you have your box of blueberries or your bag of whatever you put them in, what do you do with them? Because a lot of times they'll come out with 10 pounds, maybe get 20 pounds or whatever it is. And, mm-hmm. and we all know to go through that much blueberry cooking, you better do it quick if you want to do it fresh. So mm-hmm. a lot of people need to freeze. And I guess that's kind of what we want to talk about mm-hmm. is the best ways to do so if you're not going to hurry up and use them fresh.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple different methods that I'm aware of, and I'll speak to one, and Treat can speak to the ones that she knows. But, these are fresh blueberries, so, of course, you got to rinse before you eat them, okay? So right. a lot of people do that, and then they'll put them on the cookie sheets, and yep. they'll individually freeze them, and, you know, that requires a lot of work and just
space
like...
space in your freezer.
Yeah, going through a lot of additional work, but... really, what I think is best, and Treat, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, is after you pick them, put them in your container, your freezer bags, mm-hmm. or if you're going to put them in a container, go ahead and do that, and then before you use them, rinse them.
Okay.
That mm-hmm. way, they don't stick and clump together. Yeah. They're not messy. It just, to me, seems like it makes a lot better sense than going through the motions of that sheet freezing.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, right. I would do the same, because unless you just have a few.
Right.
You could put them on the cookie sheet. And
they freeze
deal.
Beautifully, because yeah. one thing about yeah. a blueberry is after you pick it where the stem is, it just seals up. So oh, it's okay. not like you're going to get a bunch of juice and they're going to mush together.
Right.
It's very easy to freeze them in a Ziploc gallon bag, freezer bag, and then bring them out. Now, one of the things...
Plus, they're mostly water.
Well, they
that
are.
That freezes well.
Sweet water.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. And so people are like, well, what are we going to do with them after you freeze them?
I want to add one thing to when you freeze.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lay the bag flat.
Yes.
Yeah, so you fill it however full you want and then lay it flat and then it freezes flat.
And then you can do whatever right. you want with it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with them? People say, well, we'll put them in a smoothie. Well, you can. But there's other things that you can use them for pretty much any application as far as your baking goes. You can eat them in your oatmeal in the morning. Put frozen blueberries on there, and your oatmeal, it's like dessert for breakfast. It's amazing. It's hot, cold, sweet. Mm-hmm. It's so good. another way that you can eat the frozen is in your yogurts. You can also eat frozen anywhere.
Plain, just yeah, sure. plain. Out of the bag. Right.
That's what Dennis does. He'll sit there and just get a whole cupful and just start eating them, and he just loves them.
It kind of satisfies you because it's cold, so yeah. you think an ice cream. Okay, I don't need the ice cream. I got just the
and
frozen.
And the sugar yeah. content makes yeah. it so they're not, like, totally frozen, so you're just like, it's just right. a really soft,
that's true.
Like, freeze. Yeah. So it's, like, really, on your palate, it's really
good.
The
kids love it. You know,
they really love them.
Mason Dixon, what do you think about that?
Hey, I do apologize. I wasn't listening to the beginning of the show, but I just want to commend these ladies and all the blueberry growers. You guys have, like, surpassed, like, what everybody's dealing with. Everybody has these employee shortages and stuff, and you somehow trick people into doing all your labor doing that. You pick things, and it's like, dang, you guys got it figured out. Now, if you all can right. figure out somehow to get somebody to come and pay you to clean your toilets, then you'd be millionaires.
Well, you know, this is
now we're trying
point.
To remember why we actually haven't had him on the first. No, that's a great. I love that. That was great. It's yeah. good. This is actually the first time Mason Dixon has been on the
yeah,
Blueberry Chick.
Right.
So it's
I never
good to
gotten
have
up this early before.
Right.
And the other thing is, I drove by a field. And I saw a little kid. He was eating them before he got weighed.
That's
Do you
true.
Like weigh the kids?
Yeah, we weigh everybody before they go
when
in.
When they get there and they come out.
No, we don't. We know that's going to be part of the experience. So you're right about something. They do go in there and they pick, but mostly they're picking and they're creating an experience, a memory.
Oh, that's how you framed
sure.
it. You
yes.
know, back in Florida, they used to have a problem with seashells. They used to be so piled high, and this is how they got rid of them. They said, hey, we just got to convince the tourists that you got to take some of these home for your neighbors. And then they started put the googly eyes on there and said, welcome to Florida. So you just got to take a problem and shift it, and the people
right.
will do it for you.
Maybe they could do that with pythons down there.
Yeah.
Python
well,
problem.
And, but I think blueberries taste good, and it really brings back and connects them, and it's educational for the kids. They learn where their food comes from. They get involved with picking, and then when they bring them out, they freeze them, as we talked about, and then they're remembering that experience they had when they came
smells
out.
Smells like South
them.
Haven.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Hey, yeah. I got a question about picking blueberries, because I've only done it like once, and I was so confused. Are you supposed to pick like everything that you see? Or
just
you,
the blue ones.
Only the blue ones.
Well, I know that, but no, but are there differences? Because like a raspberry, once it turns red, then you pick it. You don't pick the green ones. I understand that. But with a blueberry, it's like you just pick everything, or are you looking for the big juicy ones? What do you look for?
You look for the big blue ones. Blue. Yeah. All the way blue. Not
and they start they also start green and turn blue.
Yeah.
Yes.
And red.
And red,
green,
yes.
Red and blue.
Okay.
Yep. So come on out. We'll give you a
lesson. Oh, no. That's how they get you to get put
we'll
me to work.
We'll be happy to show you how to do that.
I do want to see one of them blueberry pickers up close, though.
We got that too.
Maybe they'll let you drive it.
Oh, that'd be fun. We're riding up real high up there. Yeah,
we could have our next show on one of the harvesters in the Saturday morning.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. We might have to pre-record that because we don't want to have any live deaths on the radio. Well, we've got about a minute left here, so with any final points we need to get to, it's that time.
I think we just probably need to go back and say, if you're going to get really sweet, great, good taste in Michigan blueberries, now's a really good time to go out and pick some by hand or buy some already picked. You can buy them at roadside stands, U-Picks, farmers markets, your retail store. They're really good. They're going to continue to be good, but as we move through the season, they begin to change, just like everything else, as they ripen, and then we move on to the next variety. So, you know, everybody has a different taste, but right now they are sweet, they are plentiful, and I'd go out and get as many as you can. So this winter, when you don't have a lot going on and you want something different, then you're going to say, I'm going to use those blueberries, right. And I'm going to go look at Treat's YouTube channel with the blueberry store so we can make some of these really cool things.
I had a compliment the other day. Somebody had said, man, I've been using your recipes. They're really good. I was like, wow. Awesome. Thank you.
They are our treat.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is kind of something certainly to count on, those long winter nights and being able to get the family together and make some of these recipes. That's a great idea. So
that's right.
Ladies, awesome once again.
Great show.
Yeah. The Blueberry Store, 877-654-2400. Any questions about blueberries, give them a call. Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody. Yeah.
This was the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. I'm Rob Bird's Moondog Show.